The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 5 of Total Bellas. And, there might be a rant that comes out of this episode. Normally we try to be really, really positive about this show, and we're going to be positive about parts of it. I'm not even going to lie about that, but there are just a couple things that I need to address about this show. So,
let's get into it. Let's start at the top and let's get into it.
We'll get there. So we start off with Bree, who is kind of coming off the last episode where she was struggling, and she kind of admits that she thought that this was all going to be really super easy for her. And just like every other comeback she's had, that it was fine. And this time it's not going well for her. Plus she's stressed. She's emotionally drained. She's physically drained. And she's just having a hard time balancing everything. But she's okay because she's going to go into Raw with a positive attitude and everything's going to be fine. Supposedly. We get shots of Nikki versus Ruby Riott on Raw, which is always fun.
Which is fun, yeah.
And then we see the first cracks with Brie and Nikki for this episode, which is Nikki and Brie had been scheduled to do an appearance at CurvyCon to promote Birdie Bee. And well, Brie backed out at the last minute, so Nikki was able to rope Nia into the deal. And so the two of them appear at CurvyCon together, talking all about body positivity and how Birdie Bee is all for that and representing all types, all sizes, all races. You name it, whatever you want. Birdie Bee is your brand for that. So that's really cool. Okay, no comment. Moving on.
I have nothing to add. That's cool. Okay, whatever. Keep going.
So then we find out that Birdie Bee is doing their very first ever fashion show in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Nikki is asking Nia all kinds of questions about it because Nia is an experienced model. So Nikki's like, you know, what do I do? How do we put this together? Because she admits that they're doing it, quote unquote, themselves. And so they don't really know how to run a fashion show. So she's asking Nia for advice. And Nia is like, yeah, so you have to do like this, like all these things. And Nikki's like, oh, crap.
Overwhelmed.
Oh my gosh. So then Nikki asked Nia if she would like to be a part of the show, to walk in the show. And Nia is very flattered. She's super happy and she would love to do it, except, well, she's already booked and she's getting an award. So sadly, no Nia at the fashion show.
Oh no. Not Nia. She can't make it. Oh no.
So then we cut to SmackDown with Brian and Brie. We see them working together. They're having fun. She's taken out by Maryse. The storyline is progressing. And then we have Brie talk about her work schedule.
Like, oh my god, I gotta work on Tuesday, I gotta work on Wednesday, I gotta work on Thursday, oh my god, I gotta work on a Friday and a Saturday and a Sunday, oh my god, I have 6 days of work. Oh my god, my schedule's so busy.
I work 40 to 50 hours a week.
But oh my god, my schedule's so busy.
I can't have sympathy for that. And actually, no, she's not working Saturday. I think she was off Saturday.
Oh, right. She was flying Saturday to get the Hell in a Cell, so she had Saturday off. My bad. Working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, now, Friday, and Sunday. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm done now.
And I mean, I do have a little sympathy because she has to fly as opposed to me. I can drive in my car, but I don't have a lot of sympathy when she's like, well, I have to work 5 days this week. I have to work a full week. And I'm a mom. I'm like, okay, but I know moms that work like 60 hours a week and make it all work.
I know people who don't see their kid at all because they're working night shift and have to then sleep during the day and they can't see their kid more than a couple hours a day. So,
yep.
Yeah, I get it. It's stressful, but this is not like it's not every day of the child's life. It's 7, 8 weeks, whatever this storyline is. You're creating an additional scheduling. I mean, you're going back to Scottsdale so you can see your kid, so it's not like you're not there for your kid on the Wednesday and the Thursday. I mean, you're gone from your kid for 3 days out of 7. It's not the worst thing in the world.
And also, if you really wanted to, you do have the disposable income to be able to travel with your child.
Which a child has traveled with them in the past.
Which, that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to try to tell her how to live her life. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't have a lot of empathy for her schedule. And she's basically like, I'm just too busy for everything that she has to do.
Well, again, then fix your schedule.
Fix your schedule, yep. So then we cut to Nikki, Bree, and Brian. And, well, Nikki said that she stunk up an elevator as she was getting off the hotel. She was getting off the elevator in the W Hotel. And, you know, Brian starts making fun of her. And then, well, we get distraughtled. Is that a word?
Apparently that's a word. Okay, whatever.
You know, just when this show starts to get to be a little much, there's Brian.
Daniel Bryan is the best thing about Total Bellas. No one can deny it. Please, if you think anyone is better than Daniel Bryan on the show, tweet me at Wild Talk Radio. Thank you.
Come at him, yes. So then we cut to the twins with Lauren and the brand new baby Alice. They're oohing and aahing over her, and Bree's like all about the baby, and you know, she's so excited. And then they ask Lauren if she'd like to walk in the fashion show. She's just given birth about 2 weeks ago, and she's like, you know, I'm still wearing a diaper. And they're like, you have to wear a diaper. And then she's like, well, yeah, I'm still bleeding. And they're like, okay, well, you're not actually wearing a diaper. You're actually wearing, and I'm gonna go into girl terms. So if there's any guys listening to this, it's all right. It's fine. She still has to be wearing a maxi pad for the foreseeable future. So, you know, it's not the sexiest thing in the world. And you can't exactly do a tampon type situation there. So she's like, nah, it's going to be awkward, but sure, I'll do it. And then Brian's like, well, maybe Nikki should be making or should be wearing a diaper, referring back to the elevator. And Nikki's like, you're really lucky. I can't curse you out right now.
Because we're in a child playroom. I can't curse you out. You son of a gun. I just like, oh my god, I just gave birth and 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm model. Cool. It's cool. This show. Anyway.
Hey, you know, again, more no power. Judgment. She feels like she's up to it.
That's great. It just feels so, oh yeah, I just gave birth in 2 weeks. I'm ready. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't think it was 2 weeks, but we'll go with 2 weeks.
We'll go with 2 weeks. So.
we'll go with 2 weeks.
So we also find out that Maya will be watching in the walking in the fashion show, and they ask Johnny if lingerie is okay, and he's like, yeah, all right, fine. But so they take Maya over to where the show's going to be. They're checking it all out. They're introducing her to everyone because they have, you know, brought in somebody from, I believe they said Ford models.
I think so.
Which, if they got Ford models, damn. And so they're trying, all the girls are trying to coach Maya and, you know, help her out. And it's just all really overwhelming to her because this is her very first experience. It's Scottsdale Fashion Week, which is okay. But I mean, it's a lot for someone who's never done it before. So,
here, you need to do this.
A little like, ah.
You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. And make sure your shoulders like this. And make sure you walk this way and point this way and turn this way. And da 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 da. Yep, you can overwhelm a 16-year-old with all that information in 2 seconds. Yep.
Yep. So yeah, she's just...
I felt bad for her. She's the only one I feel really bad for in this show.
Yeah, because... And again, it's like... And they're trying... And Nikki and Bree are trying to help her out, right? Because they have a fashion brand. She wants to be a model. What's a better way for her to kind of break into the business softly than to do work for them? It's a protected environment, so nothing bad is presumably going to happen to her. The bad things that happen that you hear about in the fashion industry, she'll be kind of shielded from a little bit until she gets older, and she can sort of take care of herself. So they're trying to help her out, but it's just like, it's a lot for a 16-year-old to deal with. So we'll see how she goes. But it's fashion show day, and we see Brie, and this is where I'm going to kind of start to get a little ranty, because Brie just kind of sort of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit in this episode, because she's like, she has to think like a mom, and so she has all these appearances, and she has all this scheduling, and I understand completely that she wants to see her daughter, and that is not the basis of this at all. Just so everybody's aware, she has the absolute right to see her daughter whenever she wants, however long she wants, and be the mother that she wants to be. Totally support that 100%. That being said, she has already signed up for, prior to her comeback decision, certain obligations. One of them was CurvyCon. Another one is Comic-Con in Philadelphia, where she was supposed to do an autograph signing. And she just feels like she's stretched too thin, that she's too emotionally strained, that she can't go. And so she backs out the day before, in quotations, the day before. But she probably backed out a lot sooner than that. But for the show, because drama, she backs out the day before with Nikki. And Nikki just is feeling a little taken advantage of, because it's like, Bree's like, well, you know, I'm a mom and I have to do this and I'm strained and I'm stressed. And Nikki's like, well, I'm strained and I'm stressed too. She's doing two shows. She's getting over a breakup. she's got all the business stuff and the responsibilities, the same stuff that Bree has. The only difference is Nikki isn't backing out. Nikki went to KirbyCon, you know, and she talked about how she had gotten on a red-eye flight to do that. She's going to get on a red-eye flight after the fashion show to go do Comic-Con. And then on top of that, because Bree is now backed out of it, the time actually got moved up earlier in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it even harder on her. So it's just like, you know, Nikki is just as stressed, but Nikki's kind of feeling taken advantage of because it's basically like, oh, well, you're single. You can deal with it, right? You don't have any of the responsibilities of marriage and kids. No, that's not how that works. Like, you can't always be used the excuse that you're a mom to back out of something. Sometimes you just have to take the personal responsibility of, hey, look, I'm just overbooked right now. This is my bad, and I'm sorry, but I can't make it.
Or you make it.
Or you suck it up and you do it.
Yeah. If you agree to do something, suck it up and you do it.
Because wasn't the last show all about brands and building brands and doing stuff with brands and how backing out of things or blowing stuff off can hurt brands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the episodes in the past, like, she's always been, gonna do this, and she was always on Nikki to make sure she's there to do things. Okay.
And so we see a little tiff between the sisters where Nikki's like, you know, and Nikki calls her out on that. And it's like, you're always on me about the brand stuff and how this can damage the brand. And now she's almost flippantly shrugging this off like, oh, hey, I just don't want to do it. So I'm not going to do it type thing. And Nikki doesn't take kindly to that because Nikki's like, look, this is a partnership. You and I are doing this together. You can't dump all of this on me just because you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of almost a suck it up buttercup moment, and Nikki slams a door in her face, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So there's that. We'll see how that plays out. But essentially, Nikki is going to Philly and Bree is not. And this kind of sort of like comes to a head a little bit when they're at dinner, because, and this is where Bree kind of was a little flippant about it. And Nikki's just like, whatever.
But how did Nikki arrive to dinner?
Oh, well, this was the moment in the show where I realized this is just not real life at all. So, as a way to celebrate the fashion show and for Nikki to roll around looking like a boss and, you know, all that other stuff, her brother has rented her a loaded out, tricked out Rolls Royce for the weekend.
Okay. I need to talk about this. JJ, her brother, who just had a child, is renting a Rolls Royce for her sister. For his sister.
For the weekend.
Priorities? This week's episode presented by Rolls-Royce.
Right.
Hey, Rolls-Royce, if you'd like to sponsor The Rock, please email us, media@wildtalkradio.com.
Yes, if you'd like to sponsor this show, if you'd like me to ride around town in one of your cars, please let me know. I'm happy to do that. I will make that sacrifice for the team and drive a Rolls-Royce around town.
She will do it.
I will do it. I'm not even kidding.
She'll Instagram it and Facebook it and Twitter it.
I will. I will do all the things that you would like me to do to put out, to pimp out your car. So anyway, we then cut to Nikki complaining to her mom about, and Big Johnny about Bree and how she's feeling essentially taken advantage of, and they kind of agree with her a little bit, where it's just Bree's being difficult and it's not any easier on Nikki.
Hmm.
We'll put it like that. But, you know, basically Nikki's like, she acts like I don't understand because I'm not a mother. Like that, I'm okay with it because I don't have kids, and that's just not the case, because Nikki's not okay with some of it.
Nope.
So then we get over to the fashion show. There's concern over Maya and how she walks, and basically the lady that's running the show, or the model manager, whatever you want to call her, talent agent, whatever, shows up and pulls Nikki and Bree aside, and she's like, hey, so I'm just a little worried about Maya, you know, we're trying to give her some advice, she seems overwhelmed, so could you guys maybe talk to her? And they're like, yeah, sure. And so they give her an out, essentially. They pull Maya aside, and they're like, hey, if you're, like, really nervous and you don't want to do this, you don't have to do this, we're going to give you the out to let you back out of the show. Because, again, they realize she's 16, it's probably way too much for her, so let's give her the out. And Maya's like, nope, I'm good, let's rock and roll. She doesn't want to quit because of her nerves.
Because she's going to have to face them at some point. So let's face them at this one. So let's do it.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, this is kind of for her, especially at 16, this is kind of one of those things that you live to regret. in certain cases. You know, it's, you had this big opportunity to walk in this fashion show, and I get it. It's the Bella Twins. It's Birdie B. It's not a major fashion house. It's not like Chanel or anything like that. But everybody gets their start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. And this, the exposure from this, because of E, because of the show, because of who's involved and who's there and who's looking at this, you want to be a part of it. Because it's like, oh, that could have been my big break.
It's a good old-fashioned resume builder.
Yup. So, good on Maya for doing it. You go, girl.
So, it's all a success. Yay! Everyone's partying. Woo! But Nikki, she has to go and take a flight.
Poor Nikki, she has to fly out and do Comic-Con the next day.
Sad face.
But then we go from Comic-Con to Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
Where Bree and Brian will be having their mixed tag match with Maurice and Miz, and Bree is so nervous that she walks right into the men's room.
And we had a Jason Jordan, that was Jason Jordan, by the way, cameo saying, Bree, men's room.
She's like, right, because that would have been super awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it all happens, it goes down, yay, Matt, woo!
And Brie, I think, didn't do as well as she wanted to do.
Nope, because they're at training now, and she's in a very bad mood. And they're driving around, and she's in a bad mood, Nikki's all tired.
And basically, Brie is now regretting her decision to do a comeback. She feels like it's all gone wrong, it's not as easy as she thought it was going to be, and worse than that, it's causing stress on Birdie, which is causing stress on Brie.
Feel bad for the child, but you don't know what the child's upset about. Is the child upset about you just leaving, or is it just the child's upset in general? Like, children who cannot speak and only show emotion are hard to read at times.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's a hard thing, and you don't know really why they're upset. They could just be upset in general. They could be just going through a growing period where their body's adjusting, and it's just how they react. You don't know. You don't actually know what's going on. You guess, but until a child can verbalize something to you, they're not really stressing. But Brian and Bree are stressing because they're parents, and you get it, but again, you don't know what the real stress is.
She's associating it with her leaving because every time Bree gets up and leaves the room, Birdie sort of stretches out her hands and cries because Bree is leaving. So she is associating that with the fact that she's gone all the time and she's working so much and she's doing so much. And this is where I kind of have to like pause the episode a little bit and sort of like rant. Not really like rant, but talk about this because Bree has done nothing but sort of like whine and complain about how hard things are for her. And I'm sure they are hard. I'm not trying to trivialize anything that she's doing because she's doing a lot of stuff and it's her life and she's doing her thing. But everything she does in her life is a choice. Brie Bella at this point does not have to work. She does not have to run two companies, do a reality TV show, wrestle, and do everything that she does. Everything that she's doing now in her life is a choice. It is a way to fulfill both herself and her time and give her something to do in her quote-unquote retirement, because that's the phase that she's entering now in terms of her wrestling career. She's going from being an active competitor to a feature performer to now she's essentially retired. This is more or less her last run, and this is going to be it for her probably. So she's found other ways to fill her time. And again, before she decided to do this comeback, she'd already committed to everything that she was committed to. And then on top of that, she piled the comeback. You didn't have to do the comeback. You could have kept right on going and been fine. But it's like you took the comeback knowing you had to do Comic-Con, you know, you had to do Kirby-Con, and those were just the two examples that we got on this show, where it's she committed to something and she backed out of it, or she missed it because she couldn't be there. And she's using this as the guise of, well, she's a mom, so she can back whenever she wants because she's a mom. That's not how this works. If this were any other regular job, and you just said, hey, you know, I need a mental health day. So that big proposal, or that big meeting, or that big whole thing, no, I'm just not going to do that. You would be in some cases, you would be fired
mm-hmm.
if you did that. Very least, you get a good stern talking to, depending on your manager. But, I mean, and this is the point where it's like you really realize that the show is just not real life. There's no way to possibly relate to it because it's like, again, I work 40 to 50 hours a week. I work nights. I work weekends. I work whenever I need to work to be able to get my job done. that's the whole thing. So it's like, I, and granted, I am not married. I don't have kids. So it's like, I cannot relate to the motherhood side of it.
No, but you can relate to the responsibility side of it, and you can see it. And sometimes you have to be responsible for the decisions you make in the future and the past. And if you commit to something, you should commit to it and not back out.
And, yeah. And also, I just had a general issue with her, and I know this was the writing of the show and not necessarily her, but the statement that she's sacrificing having her second child for her comeback. There's just something in that that it's like, she's not making, I feel like, a sacrifice, because she's making the personal choice to go wrestle. She's not being forced to do this. Nobody's holding her hand to the flame going, you have to wrestle. She made the decision to do this. Like, they called her and they asked her, and she enthusiastically said yes, without ever talking to her husband, according to this show. So she has made the conscious decision to do this. It's not a sacrifice. It's not. You're just putting your plans on hold for however long this comeback is going to be, and then when you're done, you're going to try to have a baby. Like, there's nothing saying that at the end of this, you know, if you hadn't done it, that you would be pregnant. There's no question, you know, you don't know that you would. You don't know that you wouldn't.
Right.
Kind of thing. But it's like to say that it's a sacrifice that, you know, you're giving up having a second child right now versus your wrestling career. It's like, that just sounds a little, I was going to say, it just sounds honestly a little selfish to me. That's just what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something of, well, I'm going to put having kids on hold. It's one thing to say that you're going to do something truly like a true hardship. And I don't even know what a true hardship would be, because it's different for everybody. But I just feel like, you know, saying, well, I'm going to put having kids on hold to go back to wrestling. It's like, it's not really a hardship. Maybe it is. I don't know. I can't relate to it on that level. I can only look at it from where I'm sitting. And that's just what it feels like to me. Because again, this is the point in the show where we have hit, we are not in real life anymore. we're not.
Mm-hmm.
This is not anything relatable or real life at this point. So it's just like, okay, all right, I can only apply my own experiences to it and relate to it in this fashion. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know what's going on. But then we get to the meat. I don't want to say meat and potatoes of this, but really I think what a lot of people have been waiting for in this season. And if you follow wrestling, you know that during Brie's comeback period, she had several unfortunate incidents. We saw the first few last episode. We saw the really, really big one this episode, which is, unfortunately, in a match with the Riot Squad, Brie nailed Liv Morgan in the face twice with a kick and concussed her, knocked her out. And Brie is absolutely devastated. She's never hurt anybody in the ring. And she's just honestly beside herself that this has happened. She feels incredibly guilty that this has happened. And everybody is trying to cheer her up. Nia's, you know, but, or not cheer her up, but tell her it's okay. You know, like Nikki is, Nia is, Johnny is, Brian is, you know, everybody's trying to calm her down, because it's just like, it's okay. It's professional wrestling. It happens. And that's true.
And Johnny said, it's no one's fault, which I said right when it happened. It's no one's fault. Mistakes happen. And
she misjudged the kick. That's all that happened. Is Liv, if you look at Liv was kind of rocking. She sort of comes down, leans into it a little bit, and Brie just...
which is what I pointed out when it happened originally. It's like, yep, see, right there, it was on both of them. And Brie went right away. She apologized to Liv. Everything was cool. They hugged it out. Everything was cool. There was no hard feelings. Stuff happened. Oh, by the way, Bo Dallas.
Yeah, Bo Dallas showed up. We had a wild Bo Dallas sighting. But yeah, I mean, but Brie still feels guilty. And, you know, she starts to question if she even still belongs in wrestling. Just based on this whole comeback, based on the experience, the fact that it isn't what she felt it would be, the fact that it hasn't been easy for her, that she's been extremely stressed, that she's experiencing a term that got used, which is called mom guilt. She's just wondering if this is where she should really be or not. And I think it's, for her, it is definitely a valid question. I think we all reach that point in our lives where it's like, should I even be doing this? Why am I doing this? You know, you think it's going to be one way and it's something different. And you're like, should I just keep going with it or should I quit?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we sort of leave Brie and Brian and Nikki. Is Brie is sort of wondering, well, what am I going to do? Do I keep going or do I quit? Because clearly this is not working out the way that I want it to. So we'll have to see.
We will.
But I mean, overall, this was a good episode. It was an entertaining episode. I don't want to sit here and like bash the crap out of it because that's certainly not what I'm trying to do. But I just, there was stuff in this episode that really kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And there's been stuff throughout the season that's sort of like built up to this where it's just like, I can't hold this in anymore. Just can't.
So it's all out of it. We'll see how the season continues on. But that'll do it for this episode.
That's right. So you got plugs, so plug away.
The Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Rock Radio Show on... It's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, you name it. Use code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Check out the Rock every Thursday night, 10 p.m.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 6. Till then, bye!